Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get Shungite to the masses. You are entering the Shungite Zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Welcome to the Shungite Reality Show. It is the first day of December 2025. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Derek Condon and Mark Joseph. And today we're calling this the Shungite Christmas Show because we thought it would be helpful to people that need, kind of really special gifts that aren't overly expensive for the holidays. So I'm going to turn it over to Derek and let him say hi to you. And Mark is here. And why don't you introduce Mark? And then we've been talking back and forth, and these guys got this down a little faster than I can. So I'm going to let you guys go, and I'll ask you questions if I see something that I didn't understand or want to pursue. Does that sound good to you?
Nope, sounds great, because you'll always catch stuff that I tend to skip by myself. So it's a good idea. And yeah, thanks for the intro. And Mark, yeah, welcome too.
Yeah, great seeing everybody after the holiday week. I was out of town and was using Shungite big time as far as being in a different place than where I usually live. So we'll get into that too. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't mention that either, that I was out of town here in the past couple of weeks. I think Nancy was actually the only one that even knew it. Did another trip down to Arizona, whirlwind down there for a matter of hours and headed back to Washington thing. So did some more Shungite gridding and things there. But yeah, what we were talking about is actually Nancy's idea was today we're going to go over, she mentioned some of the products. And it's not going to be a set formal thing. We're going to go through every single one of them and bore the heck out of you. We're going to be kind of all over the place. So on what we have, and actually I'll mention it kind of now at the beginning, it is, and we're mentioning it for the holidays because it's a great idea for that and a great time to introduce other people to Shungite. So at mysticalwares.com, you can use the coupon code SAVE10, and it can be capital or lowercase, just SAVE10, for 10% off your entire online order of whatever's on there. And that's on top of whatever might be on sale as well throughout the store. I'll kind of kick it off and just go to the first, I'll just go category I'm looking at. We can talk about just the straight basic thing that everybody knows initially, Shungite nuggets. So just the raw form. And as everyone knows, us three, we could go on this for, a whole podcast on itself for any one of these things. But the least expensive route that does the job in a lot of ways is raw Shungite nuggets. And we sell them in small and medium bags, either 8 ounce or a pound, so 16 ounces. And you can pepper those things all over the place. And there's a whole explanation. I'm not going to read everything on the website. Again, you can go there for a more detailed explanation or listen as all three of us talk. But the nuggets are great for putting on electronics initially. So if you have so many and you can't, and we'll get into the stickers and magnets and things like that as well. But initially, again, the best bang for the buck is just for various bulk uses is raw nuggets. Now, there are beneficial uses to add in silver, and we'll get into that. But again, I'm kind of starting at the intro level, we'll say. And so nuggets, you would want to put in, one quick example would be your plants. And there's lots of studies on that. And we were talking about some of the science before the show here, or referencing these studies that are on the science page of Mystical Wares, but it gets more into that as well, where you'll see a boost in plant growth. You can use nuggets and all sorts of things. And you two chime in, of course, anytime you want, because it's not me just
Okay,
sitting.
like for the plants, okay? You don't know what to get anybody, but a little plant is always a nice thing. But then people say, oh, well, that's all they could think of. But if you take a little plant and you put the shungites in it, you say, this is a special little plant. It's got shungite in it. So just under, as you go by, I'm gonna
Oh, yeah.
think like somebody that needs a gift, okay? And I'll say, oh, yeah, good. All right.
That's a great idea in action, just like she said. And then also that's an in. So I'm kind of talking to the people that, well, if you're listening to the show, you already know what shungite is, or you're at least vaguely interested if it's your first time. But you'll already be that person that can wrap your head around energy or frequency and rocks, and that's just a thing, and it's a physical and metaphysical thing. But we do have the legit for those that need it. And I'm one of those, by the way, because I'm more of a science geek than anything else, that wants to read the studies. And they legit, air quotes here, but actual scientists and different, sometimes it's patents. So there's scientists usually in labs that do different studies on shungite and with plants, with animals. There's a plethora of studies that we've shared up there, just republished them. There's an abstract of the study, which is a synops thing, and then the full study's available, unmodified for you to read for free on, again, anything from adding shungite to animal feed to paint, to, I mean, all sorts of things. So that is out there. And when you do say gift that plant, which is a great idea, you're going to see that that plant is going to grow like 10 times than it would have without shungite. Or again, you can break it down more and say the fullerenes or carbon 60 molecules in there. And when you read the studies, it breaks down the bigger recipe of shungite to its ingredients and will spell out, how they all interact. And that's kind of the geek part of me that gets into all that. But yeah, it's a great idea of plants. Do your own study, don't get these nuggets. They're relatively inexpensive. And again, put it in one plant, don't put it in another one. But relatively quickly, you're going to go, oh no, I'm going to put it in my other one, because you're going to feel bad because you're going to see the difference. So that's one thing you can do with it. And again, your garden, same thing. So nuggets, I mean, really nuggets. And when you get on the website, you'll see there's something called the Shungite Grid Project. And these are perfect for that. Again, I won't go too much into that unless one of the co-hosts is want to, get into that and bring up a topic. But they're great for gridding, where you can literally gift a raw shungite nugget, a piece of shungite nugget into nature, around your property. If you want to grid just your own property, local lakes, rivers, streams, oceans, for a bigger effect, because it's frequency, it's not a volume thing. So one nugget absolutely has an effect, just like a small radio can tune into a certain station, just like a large one can. So, now granted, yeah, the more you put out there, the more you share, the more that are aware of it, and that's the whole premise behind the Shungite Grid Project. The more people connected, the stronger it gets. So that's a thing too. So just think a group of people turning on the radio as well. Then it
Derek,
is.
commenting on that, you do have a section in your Mystical Words website about the details, like you're mentioning, of the Shungite Grid Project. But also, since we're coming into the holidays, further, even just getting a bunch of the rocks that you sell, the decent sized ones, as kind of a family project, extended family project with friends and cousins and relatives, where you could do like the 369 variation out in different parts of wherever they're at, a friend's house, a relative's house, they can do that in the surrounding area, cell phone towers, smart meters, things like that. And when you're talking about plants, people are putting up their different, the holiday tree, and you got the mistletoe and things like that, these kinds of winter type plants. I think a poinsettia is one of them. And the three rocks thing is helpful too. So getting somebody a bag of shungite rocks would go a long way.
Yeah,
And then how would some,
that's
go
true,
ahead,
because
Miss.
if you put them in, if you got a Christmas tree, a live one, and you put the rocks in with the water that the tree has, that tree will last longer.
That's a good idea.
And that's the advantage of the, because some people keep the plastic tree in their storage versus getting a fresh tree in those like tree farms that they would have where people used to have the Halloween slides and rides and games. Now they're all replaced with the Christmas tree farms. And obviously, if you put like minimum 3 rocks at whatever you guys recommend, where you could mention that it would keep the keep it, like you said, longer, but the fresher smell, because that's why people get the live version because of the pine smell, right?
Yep, that's a good idea. No, I think, yeah, just so nugget down in that bottom if it's a live tree. And yeah, that's, I hadn't even thought about that one.
And then a big thing with the holidays is putting up the holiday lights. People have this competition in neighborhoods where, who has the most, the best, whatever, creative. And we've talked about the blue lights and then how harmful LED lights are versus incandescent. And it's just cheaper and more accessible to get the LEDs. Obviously, people are more in a rush in the holidays. So then how would one use the your Shungite product specifically against to counterbalance the benefits of these lights?
Yeah, they got to be plugged in, of course. So then what I would do is go to where the plug is, get a Shungite sticker, and literally it's called, we used to call it dog earing in my commercial diver days, and just dog ear the sticker around it. So you can just wrap it around it. That's one way. If you happen to have Shungite paint that we you can either made yourself or we sell, because in ours I have the silver in it as well from the Cosmic Silver Shungite. You could paint the end receptacle of the lights, because you're not going to go down and dot every light, of course, but you have it on the end. So that's one way to do it, is just at the dry points. So if you're stringing a bunch together, you're still fine to just kind of wrap a sticker around, or you can always sandwich two together if you want to, but that's how I would do it. Then all the electricity, all the energy is absolutely running right by that piece of shung, those particles, I'll just say, of shungite and silver that are suspended in that sticker. So that's how I would do that one. Then do the same thing with any other, your tree in your house. That thing's, most of them plug in or have lights on them. So that's another way you can do it. And they're usually little green plastic things you can plug in. So if you, again, you had the paint, you could paint the back of that if you wanted, but sticker's pretty convenient.
Derek,
Yeah,
could
and then I'll go ahead and answer.
Derek, if you put it on the outlet that you plug the tree into, the lights into, I would think that that would be adequate enough.
Oh, if you, yes, absolutely. And that's something that we're gonna, I don't know if it's out there right now, but we're gonna re-release the outlet covers that are pre-painted on the inside. And we've had a couple incarnations of that. They are gonna get re- So yes is the answer. That's absolutely enough. So that's one thing you can do, is if you want to do it yourself, and often, and probably by the time we release this, they'll be available. But just the general, and there's an average US sized outlet cover that will fit. And the issue with that earlier, everyone, was because they started coming out with beige ones, white, different colored ones. And then to carry all of that was an issue. So then I just started telling people, buy the paint, do a couple screws, take off the cover. But I don't want to tell people to take off all their outlet covers either. So, but you can paint the outside of it, probably like you were actually referencing, Nancy. So for anybody listening, again, another way is you can take the Shungite paint. And we sell it in, think like a fingernail polish size bottle, because it just takes a drop of it. You can put as much as you're comfortable with. But yeah, it doesn't take a large amount. So you could paint the outlet on the outside, just a couple drops here and there, and then plug in your tree, your lights for the outside, because it's absolutely getting close to Shungite then. And I guess you could take a nugget and duct tape it to the thing. You don't have the silver aspect then, but.
Well, if you do the outlet versus the lights, then you don't, I mean, the lights are only going to be up for a while, but then your outlet is all, that outlet will be always protected.
Perfect. Absolutely. And I'd say even go one step further and do them all.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Go around and just get them. And again, like, because I was just getting a little leery, because, well, I've been, getting certified to become a home inspector and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking, oh, maybe I don't want people taking outlet covers off and stuff. So yeah, you can just dab a little bit on the, heck, just think the screw heads. There's usually two screws on there. And those are what's connected grounding anyway. So in all honesty, that's the best spot. Don't take any outlet covers off on your light switches or outlets. Get your little bottle of Shungite paint, dab it on the two screws that are there. Don't loosen them. And it's not going to harden so much you can never take it off or anything like that. And basically, it would be imperceivable because there's already a screw there anyway. But yeah, I'll just do them all. Did I, you, so Mark and Nancy, before I jump off of Nuggets, I mean, this isn't Derek's show, so it's all of us. You guys, what am I missing else where we can maybe use Nuggets? And actually, just transition to powder because it's the same use as often. You can use powder for your plants. And I actually say, put powder and a nugget on your plants is how I do it. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah, I mean, well, how would you best apply, like, because you have two types of powders, the cosmic powder, cosmic silver versus the regular, and when would one know which to use? Like, if I have a plant that's looks like it's dying more versus one that's healthy, would I use that the one with the silver because it's going to give it more energy? Like, how would one differentiate an application?
No, that's a good question. And by default, I would always go for the cosmic silver Shungite powder. And the first exception that comes to mind is when I wouldn't, because it's not, just feasible, is your whole garden or something like that. I mean, yeah, you could buy some, put in, say, a salt shaker and get some of it around in there. But if you're going for large, I don't know how big a person's garden is, but if we're talking about, rows and rows and where you need a volume, let's say, and it's not economically feasible to buy, a pound of Shungite powder wherever, I'm going to just beg here, so it kind of encompasses everyone. But by default, if you're using powder on a plant, I mean, your house plants or whatnot, because generally you only have so many of those, well, I'd go for the cosmic Shungite powder. It's always more beneficial with that enhanced frequency of silver. And that's explained on the cosmic Shungite page within Mystical Warrior's website. And even a video, and there's just a lot more detail there. But yeah, so good question. And then there's never a where it's too much. So it's never going to harm. So there's never that aspect. It's more of an economic one because it is clearly more expensive to add, 99.9% pure silver particles, and you'll see them in there usually, to the powder. So that's the only thing. And that
Yeah,
price has come
question
down
on
then.
that. I mean, the cost of silver has gotten a lot compared to, when you guys first started. Is this going to be an issue in as far as like, oh, we better stock up because, I mean, you're a business, you need to make money, and silver just keeps going up, and I have this scarcity mindset of like, I better stock up on what you have because if you're going to make money, you have to, do what you got to do as a small business.
That's a good question, and nobody's asked me that yet, so neither one of you know. So how I do it is, because I'm still working off of the silver I purchased at a lower price, I'm not the type of person that sees, oh, shortage coming, worth double, I'm now going to double and make more money off that. I just don't work that way. Remember, this is an energy business. All that matters, and from the blunt perspective, all of our customers, guides and friends and guardians, whatever they want to call them, are involved too. They know what's going on, so they know how we work here. That's not lost on me. So until, and I don't have a date because I don't know how fast this stuff's going to sell, even on the tumbling process, until that silver disappears, I'm not adding on any extra fees because I know silver and gold's double. Actually, it's way more than that since we started. I'm still going off the initial purchase I made, so no price changes. I'm not going to do that. I don't get into that. And now when we have to repurchase, I have to reevaluate. But and I can't say, well, you got 30 days to buy. I have no idea, to be honest. It depends on how fast it sells, and hopefully it sells quickly. But just for the bigger picture, I don't get into that. Yeah, raising prices. So no, actually, all of our cosmic stuff has just been lowered in price. And we're gonna, I'll say more announcements in the future. So keep listening to the podcast, because there's gonna be good stuff coming up in the next couple podcasts, everyone. I don't know, set dates on that, so you gotta watch. But yeah, so that's a thing, and I have seen that others do that, Mark. But we don't raise the prices.
Yeah, and despite that, like the stuff you have is super unique in a meaning like I had the Shungite obsession back when I first found you guys 2018, 2019, and okay, like this is really different. Like Okay, there's a few out there that use silver, but it's not the same. And even the approach of how you, because it's all energetically the way you guys have been putting things together. So unless the other people are energy workers or have done their material inspired by you and measure it energetically at the quantum level, there's just no comparison. So I've always, and even that's like a, to me, value, like a daily valuable use, like the sleep mask. I always have at least two. Now, I was at a performing arts festival a couple of weeks ago. It just disappeared. I looked everywhere, and so I'm buying this. I bought a second one. Oh, I always have two, and there's a newer product which you'll talk about where I'm probably going to get two also because it covers like your energetic system head to toe, and then like some of the higher tumbled silver ones. I bought multiple ones of that. The rubber pads, like I have two in the car and I have one at home, and I've bought like, numerous for gifts, but it's like that's something whenever if you're sitting down a lot in a job, you got to have that. Now, in winter, people are indoors a lot more because it's cold out. And so everybody's watching more of their favorite movies, marathons, or video games. Everybody needs to have a Shungite pad under them. And if not that, then you have your the magnets, the cosmic silver magnets. For like somebody's favorite chair, they're playing video games too long. Obviously, a sticker on the TV to alter those blue light. Because the blue light is a non-native EMF. It's a form of radiation too. Obviously, one in the microwave, and then obviously you don't have your microwave plugged or don't even have one in the house. But again, you're at friends and family's houses, and these are super expensive gifts that go a crazy long way. And to me, my favorite ones to gift is the resin silver shungite pendants and keychain, different shapes of like the animal paw, the heart, or the teardrop. So if there's like babies or kids, and you could just put it in their belt loop of the child or their favorite bag, and then because you have Wi-Fi everywhere, and that's another thing too. Like for you go do these other residencies, do they have some kind of quantum scalar or whatever thing to counterbalance their signals? Probably not. And then you have the neighbors around bombarding. And then even Xfinity, that phone company, they already have Wi-Fi where you're just anywhere in the neighborhood you can connect. So there's that too. It's just I mean, I have biogeometry stuff, but even that has its limitations. So that's where we're going with cosmic silver shungite. As far as I know, biogeometry doesn't increase your stem cells. We already have a video on Rumble that shows by an RN that the silver shungite increases stem cells. And so, the winter, people get drier skin. You have the cosmic silver shungite cream of two different sizes. I bought both. I have one in the car, I have one at home. I mean, you just got to stack these up because you don't know what you're going to face, injuries, cuts, whatever, when you're cooking. It's just this universal applicability for everything. So I go into Mystical Wares, you type in Shungite, and just see all the things that he has for any kind of use. People like their hot drinks wherever they go in like a steel container. Like I have a hydro flask here in the car or at home. And then you have the three beads with the silver wire through it. So I have one in every single container. On the stove, a Shungite magnet when you're cooking, obviously on the fridge to save power. And then people are going to be traveling a lot, during the holidays and this month, next month. Magnet on the car saves at least 20%. It's a pretty decent number, but yeah, I'm sure I could go on, but I just give the floor back to you guys.
No, that was great. No, that's what the stuff they need to know. Yeah, there's lots of uses for it. And you actually talked about the Shungite lip balm and stuff. So that comes in a couple sizes. So there's one. Were you talking about the sizes as far as so there's some in a jar and then there's some in the lip balm. So Shungite, I think we call it skin cream or something like that, right? So I'll have to look on the website and verify that. But either way, both of the products, be it the lip balm or the skin cream, because one's in a lip chapstick tube, basically. I was going to say lipstick, but chapstick tube, a regular size. So if you look on the website, it says 0.15 ounce, because I didn't understand that. I wouldn't have known myself what do I want a 0.15 ounce? What size is that? I don't know. So I'm going to try and explain that on the website better as well. But that would be your normal, about the size of your finger or thumb chapstick tubes. And then the 0.50 ounce, so the half ounce one, is just like it sounds, like a biggie size one, chapstick tube, but same stuff, but better for your arms, for spots of eczema, whatever, a little larger, so you don't run out as much. So that was just a couple of size options. There's all I was kind of emphasizing.
Yeah, I forgot about the lip balm, but that's so important because you need one in your bag at home, and then you either get the one of the two different size jars of the cream, which is like you said, the lip balm. But people are more, modernized, so they like that lip balm size tube that you could just put in your pocket or regular bag that you carry, like a grab and go kind of thing. That's like a retail sales marketing thing, the grab and go section. So the practicality of just having the regular lip balm tube, and then how it's super hydrating. Because I don't know about other people, but when it comes to the cold weather, the skin just dries out more. I got to take more collagen, and then the Silver Sun skin cream and lip balm is just a lifesaver. So wherever I'm going, that's always right next to me. and so again, makes great gifts, super inexpensive, but goes a very long way. So for me, my go-to as far as gifts go is the resin keychain or pendant, and then you got the lip balm, and then maybe add something else like a little in a little gift bag. I think that would be perfect. And and then you got Derek's book, which is also like a handbook size that explains all of this. And then we got the podcast available, like Spotify and iTunes and all the regular places where I think since 2014, we've been going at this. So so many uses for so many things.
One of the things that I think make really cool gifts, especially for children, are the animals. You want to talk about the Shungite animal?
Yep, absolutely. That's a great idea. And what I will do, let me jot a note right here, because now that I know I'm going to announce this, because I don't even know. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the exact ones Nancy's talking about right now that you can log in right this minute and purchase. But then I'll go ahead and announce what's going to also be available by the time you hear this podcast. So you'll see it then. But what she's talking about is we have some, we call them Shungite animal totems, maybe we give them different names, but or resin animals. So we take the silver and shungite powder mixture, and that's, again, we call it cosmic silver shungite, so we had a name for it. We take that powder and blend it into a resin, so a plastic that hardens, and so these come out completely black, and pour it into a silicone mold to mold various animals, from koi fish to turtles to cats to dragons, all sorts of little critters. And those are available on the website. And those are a way, because the only other way to get a shape of, let's say, a cat or something like that would be to have it carved. And the price for that is insanely expensive to have done. But we still wanted, for those that were interested, to have that animal shape or totem, that they were, connected to. So then that's why we came up with the creation of the silver shungite resin molds. And we pour that in there, they harden, you pop out. So now you've got not just, because if it was carved, it'd also be just regular shungite. You wouldn't have the addition of silver. So in this way, you have the silver frequency, that overlay, which is, and there's a whole explanation of that on the website as well, how it can help you heal yourself as well. Just think additional frequencies to pull from. So that's in there. Now, what I'm going to get into, the because those are, and there's not, those were great, they were fantastic, because it's all about energy or frequency, and shungite's, it's a just a huge amount in there, because it's solid black, and I'm not pouring dye in there, it's a shungite that does it. So those were great, but what I learned was someone would keep it, one of them maybe on their dashboard of the car, it'd get warm out. So like anything plastic or resin, they can soften a little bit, and it didn't turn to mush or anything like that. But I realized that that could be an issue. So, and that's only if they were put in extreme heat cases. So, what we're now going to release is an additional one. So, if you did want to keep it on your dashboard, And I haven't come up with a fancy name for it yet, but to give you the gist of it, it's my own invention, so there'll be a blend in there, but it's gonna be shungite granules plaster, but in long story short, a shungite concrete one. So now it's gonna be hardened like stone, just saturated with silver shungite or cosmic silver shungite powder, and no resin, no plastics at all. And this will also allow me to make larger ones. I'm gonna limit the size, but so that's a new product that's gonna be coming up, where it's a just a again a another recipe off of the shungite animals we already have. And this will allow different forms and different, shapes and things.
Well,
So.
plus the fact that you got the rock. I mean it, you know, and that's gonna amplify the energies.
Yeah, I'm gonna when I make these, go ahead, sorry.
I'm not sure what the, you know, rock is that they put into the whatever, you know, substance you use, but the vast majority of rock has silicon in it. And silicon is the maker of quartz and that sort of very powerful energy amplifier. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what you're feeling off of those.
Okay, well, you just, that's funny. Must be intuitive. You tapped into something. What I'm going to tell you now, I wasn't going to say yet, because I'm doing this myself. I'm not going to the Harbor Freight or whatever. That's a local hardware store, and buying a bag of concrete mix. Not what I'm doing, everybody. Anybody can do this as well. Got online, looked at all the parts and pieces, the ingredients of what makes various concrete blends, and there's lots of types and ones. Well, I'm now going out and took that apart. So plaster, so get it. You can get a natural plaster, which would be the binder portion. That's fine. So I'm buying that separately, and then getting my own, as we're calling it, rocks and thing. It's shungite. Mine is going to be shungite, and the only other ingredient I'm going to add to it. So I'm talking about natural shungite rocks. I'm removing the natural, the limestone, whatever other rock they put in there. And I have a natural, so I want to be natural. So sand blend, which is silica as well, like I said, but ours have little tiny quartz crystals, because I actually built it myself for something here in store, where we let customers come in and excavate little tiny quartz crystals out of a big, just a box, we'll just say, where it's, just a fun thing we do in Mystical Wares that we offer. Well, I made such an abundant supply of that, and it is so energetically charged, and it has thousands and thousands of, I'm trying to give you a size, I can give you a visual. I don't even know what would be that small. But okay, if you have a pen in your hand, and that little part that the clip on it that would hook on your shirt, the crystals are maybe a third that size. So we're talking small, perfectly shaped, little clear quartz crystal points. I came across those some years ago, and so they've been here in the shungite, area for I don't know how many years now. It's funny, like my ears ring. So those are what I added to the natural sand mixture, and now shungite, and then that's all, and water. I'll add shungite water to it, throw it in a mold, and take it out. So when I have these new animal shung again, I'll come up with the name. The new molds coming out, we'll just say, it's going to be a shungite concrete with, depending on the size of the thing, the one you buy, dozens or hundreds of little tiny crystals, literal crystals throughout it. So that's going to be what's coming out here very shortly.
I think you should use the word not concrete, but shungite mineral.
Yeah, I'm not going to use concrete. So you guys are all hearing this as she's helping me develop the name, and we'll go through it. But literally, this was, and Nancy didn't know anything about this, everybody, neither did Mark. This was happening this afternoon, about an hour and a half after this podcast is recorded. That's why I was so confident in saying, well, by the time I release this, or actually, I think Nancy's going to release it on video, it'll be out. So, but yeah, I'm not going to call it concrete. I wasn't comfortable with that either, because then I would think in my head, oh, we went and grabbed a bag of concrete and just threw a fistful of this in it. And no, there's so much more. Yeah. And again, I'll explain all this on the product itself. Again, because if you're listening to this now, it's already up there. And I'll show images. I'll show you the sand. I don't hide anything here. Never have. And Mark and Nancy know it. I'll explain the whole, as I call it, recipes for everything. If you can do it yourself, fantastic. No secrets. If you can't, no problem. I'll produce it. Be it shungite paint, shungite rubber, in this case, the shungite animals. And I'll show you the sand with the crystals in I'm talking about. So you can literally see everything. But yeah, so that's kind of cool. We got to talk about that.
I just want to jump in here and out of anybody that I know, I've been into Shungite longer. And I can honestly tell you from the, the deepest part of my heart, Derek's prices are low. When I was in the business, the things that he is building, I would always have put a higher price on them because I know what the labor, it's labor intensive, and I know the quality of what he's putting in there. So I don't want you to feel like we're trying to, get as much money out of you as we can. Well, it's kind of true because the more money we get, the more money he can put into all the other Shungite projects like the beehives and that sort of thing. But the reality is, this is the best website to buy any kind of the products that we're talking about because it there he absolutely is telling you the truth. It's real Shungite. He tells you how what he's doing with it. Now, anybody else would throw a patent on it, hide the information so that they're the only ones that can do this. But that's not the way he operates. He's really operating on the focus of spreading the knowledge about Shungite and spreading Shungite's products. So, please, relax when you see the prices. And sometimes you're going to think, well, that's a little high. It's not high for Shungite. Okay, I'll just say that. It's not. So, back to you guys. I just wanted to point that out to people because if you haven't been in the out there shopping for it, it's sometimes you look at something, you say, that's a little high. No, it isn't for the quality that you're getting, for the purity that you're getting, and for the entire energetic backdrop to what the product represents. And when you're dealing in this subject of Shungite, you're dealing in the subject of energy. So if you've got somebody like Derek that's totally dedicated to Shungite and all that it can do, and you compare that to somebody that says, "Hey, this is trending. Let's get on the bandwagon." The energy that goes into it is different. One time when I started out, there was this one customer who said, "My Shungite doesn't feel the same." And my first question to her was, "Did you buy it from me?" "No." "Well, that's your answer." It's as simple as that. Because when I would work with a Shungite or I'd package it up, I was just, working with a Shungite in a positive way, loving it. And when you put that kind of energy into it, it holds on to it. If you're just somebody in it for the money, it's not going to be as good. It's the way Shungite works.
And actually, another add-on to that too is because a lot of people don't know it, but they're claiming to find other air quotes here Shungite mines in different places. So they're not finding Shungite; it's not the exact same. They're finding similar type rocks and things, but it has different makeups and things. But because they're believing it's close enough, and we went through this a couple of years ago on an elite Shungite version that's just technically a rock called Rackerite, but they were calling it Colombian Shungite. So that's going to pop up from time to time, but the only real Shungite is from Shunga, Russia. So Shungite, but Karelia, Russia, and that's what we have. And I'm bringing that up because I purchased so much at the time. We had the foresight of this that it was needed thing because I'll tell you now, if I was trying to restock, and as we already talked about, I didn't raise the prices because silver went up, Shungite has gone up. For those that don't buy wholesale or anything like that, they don't know it. Watch these retailers as their prices go up and ours do not. Because in the same case, I bought, I'll be honest, pallets of it. So we're set and I'm selling it at that price still. Because just like we talked about silver, not take advantage of that. It is an energy universe, not a physical one. So that matters too. So if you're trying to buy wholesale, that's an issue because they're not, trying to get it from, you can't get it from Russia right now. And most of it's being bought from China. China's importing it and they're also. And once it goes that route, and this isn't an anti any country thing, but China in this case happens to be the one that also found their own mine of it. in China, well, now that they've imported some, you don't know what you're getting either. So that's a thing as well. I'd be, be just leery of where you get it from. Make sure it's original stuff. As I'm clearly saying, ours is. It's bought directly from the mine, from our direct importer. To my, we have photos of all this being offloaded from the semi truck by the pallet full into my garage. And that's the thing. And we haven't had to purchase any from that first day in 2016. I think I did that before we even started all this stuff too. So I'm just again mentioning that because you're going to see stuff online and say discount. I'm like, they're putting the word Shungite on it, but it does matter. And where the location is. So the stuff from, again, Karelia, Russia, that's the stuff you'd want. I don't know if we want to jump into another, either Mark or Nancy, product specifically. Here was the one that we.
Let me just, because some people might not know it. Why are we so sure about this? Well, because the deposit that is in Karelia of Shungite, it's called Shungite because there's a little village called Shunga where was built after the fact, but billion a million what is it? 2.5 billion years ago.
Something like that. Yeah, it's on the
Yeah.
website.
Million. I always remember get screwed up, but a long time ago, a meteorite came in and it, as it heated up, it shattered, and so you got different deposits of this meteorite in Karelia. So when we talk Shungite, it's a meteorite. Now there's other people out there that'll tell you it was some other reason it got there. No, because of one thing. Shungite has more 60 carbon molecules in it than anywhere in the world. Anywhere. As a matter of fact, Earth does not naturally, excuse me, make a lot of shungite, or well, the composite of shungite, the same sort of minerals in it. It's not possibly. And so you don't get the C60. And the C60 is, I won't say it's the only thing, but it's a major thing that makes Shungite so different than any place else. So they can call it Shungite, but it doesn't have the magical composition with the C60 in it. So that's why we're being so specific. The only place you can get Shungite, and that's why Shungite is always capitalized. When you name a mineral after some location, it you keep the capital on it. So Shungite you only can get from Karelia, and because of the geopolitical situation right now, I'm not sure you can get Shungite shipments directly to the U.S. It's probable, and I haven't been doing it. Derek might know. See, Derek hasn't been doing it either because he's got a major supply of it, but it would have to go through maybe a European country.
They are. I already know the answer because of my distributor friends. It's
Oh,
going through a third party. And that's why I was mentioning once that China gets involved or pick your country, it's like another country importing rice. Well, it's a big blend now sometimes. And I don't know that that happens with rice. I'm just trying to get a, an example here. But yeah, and then it comes out Black Rock. So unless you know how to test it, you're energy sensitive. And by the way, I have ordered some of this stuff intentionally. Small amount because I'm like, well, Shungite, wait a minute. And they say, new mine found. And I'm like, well, wrong country, first of all. So I'll order it. And half the stuff doesn't, you, some of you listening have seen me on YouTube with the torch lighting up some of this fake stuff. And it responds differently, is what my point is now. Even with this other Shungite I'm referencing, it won't respond. To, your phone won't respond. There's things like that on some of it. So it's easy to be tricked. So again, make sure that where you're getting it is a good source is my bigger point here. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's happening. I don't know if there's anything else you want to bring up on
kind
that.
of tragic that it's happening
I
because then
know.
people get it and they go, oh, nothing happened. You get the right, you
Oh,
get
good
the
point.
right, and then you're going like, oh, geez, that really does. There is something happening. Now, I want to Because the first thing that Shungite became known for was water purification. And you got the beads. Explain the water beads to people and explain how you can use, instead of the water beads, even, you can use like Shungite rubber and put your glass on it or your pitcher on it or whatever. But the same energy is imbued into the Shungite water. And you do not, if you're using the nuggets, you do not have to have a handful of nuggets. All you need is three. And you don't have to keep clearing them and putting them in the sun and all that. Shungite clears everything. Why would you need to clear it? What are you going to clear it with? It doesn't need more energy. It creates its own energy because of the structure of it and the C60 molecule. So, none of that is relevant. Some minerals, yeah, not Shungite. So, yeah, you wanna.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Just like she's saying, there's no clearing needed. So for the Shungite beads, I'll get into those before I elaborate into another new product I wasn't going to announce until this was just brought up again randomly that I haven't told anybody about. Shungite water beads are what we call when we take three 10-millimeter Shungite beads and then we tumble them in our, again, this can be is elaborated on the website. But we have a hexagon-shaped rock tumbler. The hexagon, again, can be elaborated on later, but there's a reason bees put their honeycomb and brood in a hexagon shape. It's not just because it's a convenient size. There's a lot of convenient sizes. There's more to it. So with that understanding, we take those 10-millimeter beads and we put thousands of little tiny pieces of silver in there. That's what's called the tumbling medium. So that's what is bouncing around over these what are turning into cosmic, because once we apply the silver to the shungite, be it a nugget, a bead, or powder form, we had to give it some kind of name to differentiate it. So we came up with cosmic silver shungite. So you heard me referencing that, or you'll see it on the website. But we tumble it. We do different versions, but the initial one is 3 days. So we'll do the 3-day tumbling process. And again, there are 6-day versions of some of the nuggets and or pendants and 9-day ones too. That's explained on the website why, and maybe there's a difference. But for the Shungite water beads, you're talking about the 3 days, and then we take 99.9% pure silver. It's so not plated silver or anything like that. And we actually kind of, I'm gonna call it wind them together, stitch them together, but we take that silver wire, put it through the holes of the beads, and structure three of them together. And then kind of do a fancy little knot in the middle, just so you get the visual. And then those are what we call our Shungite water beads. So the beads have been imbued and enhanced with silver particles over those 3 days from bouncing around in there. And I've taken microscope footage of it, and that's shared online too, where you can see the silver all over it and it migrates. It's called inside of the Shungite as well. So the silver particles actually move throughout the Shungite, as well as here to the outside. Plus the pure silver wires stays there the whole time anyway. It doesn't get smaller over use. So those are our Shungite water beads that you can place in your water. Because some of these studies where they've done it, they've taken, visualize a pitcher of water that's what, maybe a gallon, a half gallon or something like that. They'll fill that sucker halfway up with nuggets or something. That's a horrible idea. Lots of reasons for that. And we have future shows coming up where we're going to get into why that's bad. But you can delve into the science pages for now if you really want to. But it's an energy thing, not a physical thing. Shungite's not physically, those nuggets aren't grabbing all the little harmful particles in there, like carbon filters would with little pores in them. That's not the whole premise behind Shungite and it cleaning it or structuring it or energizing it, because it's mostly energy. It's not physical. And we just have to remember that part of it. So with the Shungite and the silver combination frequency, and this has been proven many times, again, I'm going to go really quickly here. Most of you probably already know this, so I'm going to go fast and make fun of it. But they've done studies, and I'm talking about scientists, actual scientists in universities and different places where they've done plant studies, where they've taken plant one and two, spoke nice to one, nasty to the other, and they responded. And I'm only mentioning that quickly because I think everybody's pretty much heard of that. If not, go Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's been replicated. A person's intention affects the energy around that. The same premise, and Nancy touched on it real quickly there when she was talking about, I forget your exact wording, but your thoughts and whatnot do matter when you use shungite. So it's not a volume thing. So again, you don't need two-thirds of your water pitcher filled with even shungite water beads, as we call them. You just need one, because another way I kind of use this to wrap my head around it, I think of it as in the form of, because it's energy we're talking here, so it's not a physical thing you can grab that it's affecting, although it does affect physical particles by putting, for example, shungite in your water. What it does is, so think small radio. If you have a little tiny radio on your desktop, and you can buy them literally an inch by an inch, that's a thing. They're crazy small, but you can listen to music. Well, same thing. You can tune into that same frequency on a big old 1980s boombox on your shoulder, like the days I grew up in. Makes no difference. And that's just a quick visual. So you see, well, I can still tune the stations from a large or small physical percentage of shungite, because remember, it's not a physical thing, it's energy. And then again, what Nancy didn't know that I'm gonna like transition into here, but, and actually we were, her and I were chatting just the other day, I'm just gonna bring that up on this exact topic, because she was making the point, I don't think I had ever said anything, I never even did it. She's talking about putting, well, shungite, your cup of water or your tea or your coffee, whatever, on a piece of shungite rubber. That's a fantastic idea, because again, and I'm not saying put the rubber in the water, heck no. It's an energy thing. It'll affect what's called, you can loosely call it the orgone or living energy around that water. And that varies depending on your water, but that's a thing. Dr. Emoto proved all of that with happy thoughts towards water, froze it, geometry. Look into that if you don't know about it. That's a thing too. That's what's tying all this together. So you can put that cup of water on top of a piece of shungite rubber. Now, the new product I was kind of, again, I hadn't told anybody about was,
Before you go to the
really?
new product,
Go ahead.
let me expand on that. The reason I'm so sure of that is that when in 2014, when we were first working with shungite, a woman who was my partner at the time, she had gone away from her house for 3 days, and she had a little bowl full of, I don't know, maybe a dozen or a little more shungite nuggets, just regular shungite, not cosmic, nip regular. Okay, we hadn't gotten into the Well, we were, but not with the way that Derek does it. He puts it in everything. So this bowl was right next to a vase that had a particular flower in it. I forget what it was, but and then there was a second one that had the same thing. Okay. Well, the one that was next to the shungite, when she came back, she said, "Look at this." And she sent me a picture of her kitchen counter. And the kitchen counter had this one vase that was absolutely this beautiful, beautiful plant. And the other one, which was farther away from that little bowl of shungite nuggets, was kind of, well, comparatively scrawny. So that's where I understood that you don't need to actually physically touch the water or the plant. You just need to have it sitting on a piece of shungite or next to the shungite nuggets or whatever, and you get the same effect. I just wanted to point that out. That's my science experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's all an energy thing, and that can be shown different ways as well. So that's a thing. And so what we're going to do is, I'm going to take, because we already have shungite coasters available on the website. So think a bamboo cup, a coaster for your table for putting water on, where we pour the shungite resin that we use for the shungite animals in there as well. But that, you can, yeah, you can turn your coaster upside down because it doesn't have to touch anything either. They can be close. So that's an option. But what I'm going to do is pour shungite rubber into the same bamboo coaster so that it doesn't have that adhesive effect, if some of you that already have them know what I'm talking about. But again, this is good because now it's, there's not the shungite resin, so you don't have to worry about heat. So for someone like me, I like my, if I'm drinking coffee, I want it darn near boiling. And Jalissa could confirm, I'm not even kidding. Well, that can be a thing if you set it on resin coasters. And, I know I'm extreme. I get it on that part. Or let's say you buy a hot drink or something, So that's one way I'm getting around that limitation or aspect as well. Because the shungite rubber, we ain't got too much into it yet, but it has the exact same stuff, the silver and the shungite powder blended into a non-toxic rubber. That just has different, adhesion qualities if you put a cup on it. And it's hard to really, get that across. But yeah, if you got a wet cup on something, sometimes it sticks to the bottom and the coaster, will drop off in a second. And again, but these can be used for taking with you. If you go to a restaurant and you don't want to necessarily go, have somebody watch you throw some shungite beads in your cup of water somebody brought. Well, take your coaster out, put it on the table. Not really. Anybody's going to notice that. So that's one thing you can do.
It's another great Christmas, well, holiday gift. Let me say that because there's different holiday people celebrating everything, but it's another great gift.
Yep. Yeah, good idea. Yeah, I think we sell in sets of four. And you don't need all four. I mean, any one person. So, I mean, yeah. Or put one at work, one at home, one in your car, whatever. Wherever be careful about the car thing. So that's an option. But in the car, what I've done there is let's just transition in, unless these two want to say something, but and they will. Shungite rubber, real quickly, because as I already said, it's that same silver and shungite combination. And you can get what we call shungite rubber discs as cheap as just $10, and they last a lifetime. They're pliable, just like you might think a piece of rubber, like a mouse pad size thing. And the discs are great size for fitting in any cup holder in your vehicle. Just drop that little sucker in the bottom. If it gets messy and you spill something, take it out and rinse it off. So that's a thing as well. One way of using that. The shungite rubber coaster, kind of crossover platforms there, because the actual coaster wouldn't fit in your cup holder in your car. So, and then, yeah, there's lots of forms of the Mark already mentioned one of the shungite rubber where it's an eye mask form. And just so listeners, if somebody's already bought the 13 by 3 inch piece of shungite rubber that are great for other uses for, say, wrapping around your thigh or your arm or to lay up and down your spine to get more coverage. Well, that piece, there's nothing stopping you from just laying it over your eyes if you want. So it can work. And then there's an explanation of why you might want to lay it over your eyes on the website. But introducing shungite and silver, that again, that unique combination of energies and frequencies enhances all sorts of things. So if we're talking about from astral projecting to dream state to just helping if you had some eye surgery going on, every which use you can think of, it's a beneficial one because, a great portion of it is your intention. Shungite and silver help the air quotes here that you don't see, energies that are affecting you. Sometimes they're excess energies, stresses, anxieties, or whatever, or other energies, again, vague word that we're not aware of. Shungite gets that stuff moving, kind of like a desktop fan, and you're proven by science, again, Dr. Emoto and those scientists doing the plant studies, your human thoughts or intention behind it is the bigger effect. And that's just a thing. Question that any which way, please do. Get online, look at it. And then you'll come around to that realization. That's all it is. You don't have to be able to spell it out to someone. It's just an aha moment, a realization. Oh, that's a thing. And by the way, they also call that in the realms of science, the placebo effect. And I won't bore you with all that study because we're talking products, but it's a proven fact. Even a thing like a sugar cube can cure most ailments. And of course, it's the person's belief in that, which brings you back to energy, intention. Same thing we've been talking this entire time. So get your shungite, put it around you, know that you're healed, you're feeling better, and then you're sitting those frequencies. So that's just some of the ways you can benefit with shungite rubber, and different products. So there's lots of them. Even the cosmic stuff we sell, which again, you should already know because I've said it a few times, the silver added portion. I'm wearing right now a 6 day pendant. So a nugget that's been tumbled for 6 days in that silver tumbling process. It's in that energy state a lot longer. It has just a different effect on it. And then again, I mentioned earlier vaguely 9 day as well. And those explanations are online, but there's different uses for that stuff. So I'm trying to think about next products we maybe want.
Well,
to.
you went to, you made that trip to Arizona, and you went down there for a specific thing. Can you talk about what it is that you're attending? Because you were thinking in terms of Christmas presents.
Now I'm trying to think because I do so many things. I'm trying to remember what I was talking to you about.
The little gift box.
Oh yeah. That's right. Okay, because now I was saying, what all was I saying? Yeah, what she's talking about, and yeah, they're gonna make it here online. Well, buy this good timing too. By the time this gets broadcast, little treasure boxes. So you can again, it's audio right now, but you know, we're gonna have a video version of this. So some of you will be looking at the little box I'm mentioning right now. But it's a little treasure box that looks like it might be from a pirate ship or something like that. Just, you know, it's a cool little box with some metal bands around it and decor, that we're gonna have various shungite items. We'll have different versions. So I'm not gonna spell out each of the recipes, but they're gonna have various shungite products, items, which you can also say tools, because that's what shungite is, an energy tool, available in there. And again, we like to discount things. So, you know, I'm gonna have all sorts of little various gift, probably shungite treasure chests. Who knows what we'll call it? That probably sounds good. Yeah. So and that they're great for gifts too. So we'll keep them, and we won't again elaborate on everything, but I'll have things like magnets in there. There's stickers. There's gonna probably be a lot more products than we're even able to talk about on this podcast. Because when I start speaking, I go on for a while. But yeah, so those are coming out too. I'm glad you mentioned that. And those will be, again, everybody don't be shy. Remember that save 10 coupon code that you can use during checkout for 10% off everything. So just remember that. And then Nancy and Mark, what were the any next products you guys, because I can jump straight in everything from shungite blue light glasses that we have available to the shungite orgone devices or organite devices that are, well, I might as well continue that for a moment, that are also going to have their combination recipe of the soon to be called something different, shungite cement, as well. So that's going to be a really, you know, I think it's, you know, another version. Same ingredients, other than the medium that binds it. Again, in this example, I'll remove the resin, with all, and then replace it with a just a mass amount of shungite powder and smaller. We call it shungite granules. It's more of a salt. So for those, and I don't think we have it available right now. If I'm gonna look through my supply, I'll say, no, I'm gonna look for more and make it available because there are different uses why you might want. Again, I'll call it granules or shungite salt, shape and size, rather than the fine powder, which would be darn near flour-like, that just gets over everything, which is great if that's what you're trying to do. But yeah, there's different uses. So that's what we're going to come out with as well here. Trying to think about what other product that I can even talk about.
Do you have a
When
go
I
ahead,
just
Nancy.
started working with the nuggets, I get the powder all over my hands. And then I felt bad washing it down the drain. But then I said, no, it's going down the drain. It's going into Mother Nature. So I got myself through that little hiccup.
Yeah, there's no bad spot for it.
Nope. Go ahead,
What was that, Mark?
Mark. Why do people need shungite for the outlets? Now, in connecting to your home remediation material, I think you mentioned before that the electricity extends out to 4 feet from the outlet or something like that. Well, can you go more into that?
Yeah, and that'll vary. I'll expand. So, and this ties back in again to my stuff I've been doing recently, where I've, you know, become a home and commercial certified building inspector. So, and I bring that up because I've expanded on the widgets, the trinkets, the different measuring devices. And I'm just being vague. I can get real specific, but I don't want to bore everybody. So I've got lots of devices. Some I plug into the outlets that Mark brought up, the just we're talking about normal wall outlet in your house. And or ones that are various EMF and radiation and RF radiate or radio frequency readers, detectors, meters. And again, it's different. Can you guys still hear me? My microphone just I don't think you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
There it is. Okay, because it muted on this end. Sorry about that. That was my mic. So I'll take those devices, and because some of them I'll use, and again, I won't elaborate too much, to check if it's been that outlet has been reverse polarity. Maybe somebody wired it wrong, and there's a reason you'd want to know that in your house for various reasons. So I've got the plug-in ones you get near. So depending on each one, because they vary, and I won't get into that on why. Yeah, you can read or detect energy. So yeah, harmful frequencies, and this has all been shown to be harmful, up to, and I've got it actually further than 6 feet from outlets. And believe it or not, I don't know if I've talked about it, I see worse readings, we'll call it, or higher readings on light switches than power outlets. You would think power outlet, open holes in the thing, blasting out. Well, yeah, to a degree. Some, by the way, I've seen aren't as bad. So, but again, unless you're testing yourself, you don't know where in that span you fall. So then just think logically, don't have a power outlet behind the headboard of your bed, especially a kid's bed, your pet's bed. Move those things away. And power outlets of the newer houses are every 6 feet. That's just literally how a house is designed. They're made now, older houses different. So look around and just keep it away from that. And not that energies or EMF can't be read through a wall if you just trace the wire, but nowhere near as much because they're insulated in the wall. Usually, it's where the actual wires exposed from the insulator around it, at the outlet. So yeah, watch things like that. And then what you'd want to do is, if and you need power outlets, welcome to society. So and you're not gonna get rid of them all. Well, then you introduce shungite to the outlet, just as Nancy brought up earlier. Might as well do it to the outlet, and that doesn't. Yes, it'll have a huge effect on the energy passing through that outlet, but if I have a communicating device, a Wi-Fi router, an Xbox, a computer, whatever, additionally plugged in down the daisy chain of that, I'm going to also affect that with a sticker or magnet or, whatever the device is. It can change up there. So it's a great idea in that daisy chain of doing the outlet. So if I just have a lamp or, I don't know, it's just a smaller thing there, maybe not communicating on the internet or broadcasting a signal or receiving, then I think just the outlet's just fine. The Christmas lights, like we were talking. Well, some of those, now read your box, everybody. Half of those things nowadays sync up to your phone via Bluetooth, so you can change the color combo, this, that, and the other. So then you might want to take a little bit more of it. But again, for our conversation here, the outlets, yeah, if it's a communicating device, even after the outlet's been affected by, for example, shungite paint, I would still affect that additionally.
Okay, I have a slightly different addition to what you just said. Okay, is that what I discovered was like you can take a shungite sticker and you can put it on essentially your out you know the where the electricity comes into your house. Okay, so everything attached to that device, all the wires, everything it's going to is got a shungite energy field. But what happens is when you plug into the system, which is still running from the shungite power box that you got, for the electricity, if it's got a secondary motor, then you need something on that device. The reason that I found this out was that I was using a hair blower. And I'm very energy sensitive, and I'm going like this hair blower is putting off a lot of really negative energy. It shouldn't be doing that because it's connected, but it has a secondary motor. So, but I wasn't focused on that. I just didn't like the feel of it. So I got a shungite sticker and I stuck it on the dryer, the hair dryer. And not only did the hair dryer lose its negative energy field, the sound of it got better. It wasn't as loud, it wasn't as irritating. So then I started going through the house and thinking, what else is this happening to? And it was everything with a secondary motor. the washing machine, the dishwasher, the dryer, all of these other things. And I can't explain why, because what happens when you get shungite is that the thing you put it on is running better. And I don't want to get into the science behind that, but it's running better. So you really have to think about the way your house is laid out. So there's that one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is the electromagnetic field that's coming out of those outlets. You can make those outlets themselves into sort of an energy device by putting shungite on it. Because now it's pouring this electromagnetic energy into your environment, but now that electromagnetic signal has been shungited. So you'll actually feel better in a room that, like every outlet that I have that only has one plug in it, I stick a sticker over the other one. Okay. Virtually every outlet has a sticker, even if it's got many things on it. I've got surge protectors all over the house because of what Derek's been telling me about being an inspector, and they've all got shungite on them. So even though you have it on your power source, the fuse box, you still want to think more. And when I started out, one of my goals was to find out how little shungite is required to do what I thought it could do, because I didn't want people spending a lot of money that they didn't need to do if it only took a little. But the more I looked into it, the more I came to the conclusion that you can't have enough shungite. So that's just my read on why you want to put, think of these other things. Back to you guys.
No, I just tied in. No, it's all good. I think I've done anyway with that. Unless Mark, you had some comments. I'm just gonna look at other products.
Best shungite from your store for smart meters and Wi-Fi.
What I would use for the smart meter, so just because smart meters are outside, so anything outside, under the shungite stickers. We have a laminated version, so one that's actually waterproof. So for any electronic device outside, be it a mini split, it's called in some areas. So where you have half of your air conditioner or furnace outside and half inside, because there's an outside exposed to the weather part, of course, waterproof. And then that we don't have to worry about a shungite magnet that would over time, because the shungite magnets are a resin, and an earth magnet inside of them. They can harden and soften, and over time become brittle like anything plastic. Not even a bucket lasts forever. So one way around that is the shungite sticker that's been laminated, and you can just adhere that on the inside, outside of any panel or meter you're talking about. Just make sure you're not doing anything illegal in your area, because you're not supposed to. Adhere anything to the actual meters, maybe look under it or something like that. So for a spot, but yeah, that's what I would do for anything outside. If you're talking about like even a lawnmower, things like that, I would get a waterproof sticker and then put it on a, not the motor itself, because it can get really hot there, but there's the housing of it, and then get a piece of duct tape right over the thing, leave it forever. You've got it taken care of there. So that's a thing, because those are horrible, having a little combustion engine 2 feet from you for however long, and you're mowing your yard. Weed eater, same thing. Put the sticker, wrap it around, put some tape, leave it there forever. You're not gonna have some magnet bouncing off now or paint rubbing off. Paint's great for the outlet because it doesn't touch anything. Not exposed to weather, hopefully. Except unless you're in Nancy's house. I
Yeah,
know you know exactly the flooding, everybody, just so you know what I mean.
it also the shungite itself, okay, the stickers, you can put them on the batteries that power your electric tools, and that's going to make an astounding difference. One, because the batteries will last longer, and two, because that way the shungite field is correcting the dangers of the electromagnetic. mitigating, let's say.
Yep.
Mitigating dangers.
Yep. Nope. Exactly. Oh, there's lots of uses for all that. I'm trying to think of.
I have another question.
Yes.
So during the time I lost the Shungite sleeping mask with the silver in it, I was using the rubber pad, on the pillow. So it's in behind my head as opposed to the mask being in front of my eyes. So as and I noticed that using the sleeping mask, I pretty much don't get nightmares. So as far as maybe sleeping, dream work, whatever, or how it would work in the head, the brain, is would there be a difference as far as having Shungite rubber over the eyes versus back of the head, side of the head sleeping?
Yes, and part of it you can affect again just by your decision of where it affects, but by default, yes, because if it's the back of your head, it's going to be around what can loosely be called the atlas region, and there's a lot going on back there, so we can start talking chakras and things like that. I mean, won't, but so there's a lot happening at a connection point where you can say you're head and neck me, it's gonna be loose there. And I can go, Google an image, look at where I'm talking about. There's different names for different things, but that region that has different effects metaphysically than say over your eyes, which now if again we're talking everything's physical and metaphysical, of course, both. It's never separate. So then if we're talking about putting that silver and Shungite frequency around our third eye region, which the Shungite mask does cover because it covers both your physical eyes and your third eye, which you can loosely think is in between, and then in your skull, of course, but that part doesn't matter. So yeah, that's why the intention part. But when it's around your eyes, yeah, physically it'll do some of the stuff I was mentioning earlier. If you had some eye issues going on, that's great. And also, I'm gonna just go off beat here for just a second. It's also the eye mask, because I don't know how other than like earmuffs you would get it, but for tinnitus issues and tinnitus, I'm not getting all that either. It's not even in your ears, and we think it is because we're here, air quotes again, hearing something, but it can't help with that. It's really a metaphysical energy or frequency thing to try and put words around it. So if you have a Shungite mask, I'm saying, yeah, you can put them around your head and neck and ears and stuff, and it'll help for that as well. But the difference is, yeah, think astral projection or dreamscaping or stopping nightmares and all those kind of ways you would spin it from that, from your mask. And now the back would be, I would say, how I would, again, have to invent spiels for this. When I put it on the back of my neck, that's when I'm maybe trying to chat with what some people call their higher selves or oversouls, or if I want to affect myself physically down here, if I'm having some issue there. Again, it's odd stuff to talk about because it's not a concrete thing, of course. But that's how I tend to use Shungite rubber, be it a mask or one of the other shaped pieces. And it can be the little 2.5 inch, whatever it is, diameter piece as well. People can grab that, put it right back on the back of their head. Of course, there's energy, and or Kundalini energy, depending on everybody's understandings, moving up and down that thing we call a spine. So to have Shungite back there, you'll really have an effect on that branch of energies. And now I'm bringing to my home inspection stuff because it would be called a branch. Where your third eye ones would be, again, hard to talk about, but a spiritual or metaphysical branch, connections to stuff like that. So if I was in the military, we called it remote viewing. I call it remote perceiving because it's more than viewing. Well, I'd have a Shungite eye mask or the patch on my forehead or eyes if that was my point during that sleep session or meditation state, whatever the heck I was doing. If I was going to want to go into a healing state and because I'm having my bum knee or whatever the heck's going on that day or something like that, I'd probably have it under my pillow as you did it. And again, everybody don't think you have to have it like up on your neck. You can, put it under your pillowcase. It doesn't have to be under your pillow, but so.
Well, one of the things that I used the mask for was when I was having dental procedures, and instead of putting it over, because it's got a strap to put around your head, so like a regular thing you'd think about. So what I did was I put the mask around my lower jaw and then the headband on top, And one of the things that they kind of baffled the dentist was how fast my healing was. So, just a testimony that you can do other things with it. Having the mask, I mean, yes, it's in the shape of eye mask, but it's still with that strap on it. It sometimes you can put it someplace that it, and then you got the shungite there. It's not moving.
I got a friend who puts it on his arm. And like I said, it has that little band on it. Put it wherever it is, loosen up the band, put it in your leg, whatever.
And I'm a real advocate of the shungite rubber. I've got it all over the place. And when my guest, when he was leaving, he said, "I don't know what it is about this place, but I always sleep better, I breathe better." And he said, "I just get more healing sleep here than I do anyplace else." And I said, "Well, that's because when you get into that bed, at the bottom of the bed is a shungite rubber where their feet are." Okay, both him and his wife, I put a pad of shungite rubber. Because I know that if they're laying on it, they're probably going to feel it. I don't feel it anymore. I've been using it forever. But at their feet, they don't feel it, but it's still getting to their system. And of course, the feet are very, very critical in metaphysical energetic concepts, because it's a lot. It basically comes down to all the things that in your body at one point or another are attached through your feet. So it's a great place to get the energy. And that's why I also take and put, I don't like the small pieces because I lose them. I take my foot out of the shoe and then it's a, sticking kind of, I pull it out when I pull my foot out, and then I don't know where it is. But if you use a bigger piece that you can put in there that stays there when you take your foot out, you'll be there forever and forever. You're always on a shungite rubber. So again, shungite rubber, I don't know that there's a limitation of where you can use it. It's just, what do you need it for? Try it.
Oh yeah, we have lots of energy practitioners, be it naturopath doctors, Reiki masters, acupuncturists. I mean, I can go on and on where they either let people know they're doing it or not. And usually it'll be a get the shungite various shapes of shungite rubber we have available, and they'll secure them under the massage table or under the Reiki table or whatever, and just to have the energy. And then often, as one of the local doctors was telling me, he's quite a famous one. He'd come up and say, "And then I'll reach under and pull it out and show him." And, all kind of, and then, of course, his customers would then show, and about 2 hours away from here. I don't know how many of his customers, just from this guy doing this, would pull it out, show his people, because, again, no, they didn't even know about it. He didn't say, "Hey, look, magic rubber I'm putting right here," and blah, blah, blah. Just did it. And then yanks down and says, "See, it is energy." And he was also a chiropractor, he was a naturopath doctor, and we did a whole recording here about where he would show, and I don't get too much in this because his product, well, I guess kind of is, evidently one of our legs is shorter or longer than the other one, and that's a thing. I'm sure there's a name for that. But he would show people, again, without telling them, and he'd have his put a piece of shungite rubber on their shoulder or hold it, and then he'd measure it, and it would loosen. I don't know what I'm talking about here, but the energy such he would talk about energy tensions in your back and spine, and they would affect one layer, this, that, and the other. Remember, I couldn't be further from a doctor, but he sure did the part well and explained it. And so his customers just nonstop in here buying shungite rubber and doing just what you guys are saying. It's because it's an eye mask. It means an eye mask. Put it under your pillow. Put it on your foot. Who cares?
Well,
Yeah.
I went for 25 years to a chiropractor every 3 to 4 weeks, and he became like family. He didn't even charge me for going in. So I get into the shungite, and particularly when I got he was wearing a shungite pendant, and but then I got into the shungite rubber, and I said, if I tell him about this, he's going to feel obligated to tell his customers. And he's going to lose customers, because once I got on the shungite rubber, all of a sudden the things that were going wrong with my body that required me to go to the chiropractor all that time weren't happening. I actually, after pretty near a year. I went just to make sure that, because sometimes when you're out of whack, you don't know it. Your body's compensating for it. So I said, let me go in and see if I'm BSing myself. And yes, there he did a little bit of adjustment, but it was nothing like he used to have to do. And so another year went by. I went back mostly just to say hi and give him a hug and stuff, like that. And I mean, 25 years of going to a chiropractor because I'd be in pain, and then having 10 years where I don't have to go to the chiropractor, and for the most part, I'm not in pain. And when I am in pain, then that's when I elicit the help of Chiang Rai. But yeah, and I didn't, like I say, I didn't want to tell him about the Chiang Rai rubber because there's only so far you can take this stuff. But some people, they can work around it. They can tell their people about it. The people are better, and they still got a lot of customers. I just didn't want to, hurt his business because nobody was going because they didn't need him anymore.
Yeah. I've heard Chiang Kai rubber used in lots of different ways and for pets as well. I've used it under a pet bed. So I'll just put a piece under the cat's bed if it was having issues or something. I mean, heck, we have Chiang Kai and total pivot here, but Chiang Kai and diatomaceous earth, Chiang Kai and silver and diatomaceous earth, which is a blend you can give your pets internally or topically. It's food grade. So that's another way to do it too, for your pets rather than just under their bed. And of
And
course, there's what's that?
that will also cure the flea problem.
Yeah, and internal pests, so
Yep.
worms and things like that. So yeah, more point behind it. And then get a pendant for your pet. You know, if it's got a cat or dog, that'll keep the pendant on there. Half, you know, some of mine won't. They'd tear the thing off no matter what, if it's shungite or not. So you know, choose right there. But yeah, there's. If your critter will wear a tag, and that's a good idea too, then you get it right around the animal's, you know, wool neck, usually.
And you'll see animals drawn to shungite.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. I mean, I can't put shungite nuggets in the water that I keep outside for like raccoons and stuff because the raccoons steal them. Now, they don't just take them out and you find them around, they take them someplace. It's crazy. I always know when the raccoons have been there because they steal the shungite. So now I got big
Yeah.
piece shungite in there that they can't quite handle,
I have a lady here locally who's a client of mine that has a horse farm, and she cannot figure, and she buys big pieces of shungite they're missing from her horse. And the horses aren't eating them. These are, I'm talking about big chunks, and they're just disappearing from her water trough. So she has to keep buying new ones. And she had no idea where they're even going. I mean, not big, they couldn't swallow them if they tried. I'm talking about these are only 5 pounds. These are so big. I think they're online. I'll put them online. Let me make a note. Chunks online. So I'll make some of these larger ones. So if you have a horse, a cow, pig, whatever, a water trough, as they're usually called out there, and you want some shungite, and you're maybe concerned about, you know, maybe them swallowing a nugget, I mean, they'll keep throwing a big piece. So that's an option as well. Because, you know, sure, not going to put a sticker on the thing, so it wouldn't last. I used to have a farm, so I knew these things, and you'd use the DE shungite blend for your chickens. On the ground, in the bed of any animal. I'm talking about, yeah, out farm animals, just shungite DE blends, sprinkle that stuff by the fistful, wherever you want to do. Or if you got smaller critters like a hamster in your house, put that shungite DE blend in the little bed of your hamster, your mouse, I've had all these as pets before, so it works in all these things. The bottom of your bird cage. Put it in there. You put this DE blend in there, and because they'll sell for parakeet. Let's go with that one. You can buy a parakeet bath at your pet store, which, yeah, usually you put water in there, put some DE in there. Those little suckers will jump in that and start spinning around, getting it all under their feathers. You know, watch where the bird cage is. He's going to make a mess, but that's a thing. You know, put them on the front porch for an hour. And we have a lot of these ways we haven't talked about yet that I hear from clients and how they use them for Fluffy, for Petey, for, you know, I'm talking about pet names here, whatever. And so I've heard it all almost. Well, definitely I haven't heard it all because I get new ones all the time. So let's be honest. But those are other ways you can use it because generally I'm trying to go fast. So I'm saying cat and dog. Maybe I'll mention a pig here and there or something. And you'd want to feed it to the pig in that case. But the things with fur and feathers, you want to put it on them topically as well. They'll take care of all kinds of parasites. I won't go too much more on the DE anymore. Is there now I'm thinking, well, should we got so many products? What do we even talk about? Or we're pretty far into the podcast.
The new one, with the chakra bracelet.
Oh, thank you. Yes. What we've come up with, and Jalissa just started building this one, was a cosmic silver shungite chakra bracelet. And they're all natural stones. So often when I go purchasing for mystical wares, I'll come across chakra bracelets. And it's usually at on your best case scenario, it's dyed quartz or something. But otherwise, it's plastics and things like that. So, but not in our case. So we get the natural stones that will, and I can't go the whole spiel of them right now, to make up the basic seven chakra colors on either side, which are then kind of topped off, let's call it the top of the bracelet, with a larger 10. So the basic beads are 8 millimeter, I should have said that. And then they'll, just like the other cosmic ones, so you can differentiate between cosmic and not, we put a 10 millimeter cosmic bead on the top of the bracelet, we'll call it. And then there's some additional, depending on the size bracelet, because now we're gonna have them very soon. Extra large size, so think small, medium, large, extra large, because there's various wrist sizes, and everybody doesn't put them on their wrist. There's a lot of people that put them on their ankles. I've seen that. They wear it as an ankle. I'm like, what? Yeah, your stretching cord is so strong, it goes right over my foot. I'm like, oh my gosh, never even thought of that. So yeah, someone put them over their feet. They'll buy one size too big or something, and we do use double or extra strength durable, and we build all these braces in-house here. Cord and extra knot 'em and all of that, because we don't want these things popping apart. Now, it is a thing that will eventually break, but we do all that we can to make sure it's use. They're back to the home stuff. Its useful lifespan is as long as possible on those. So yeah, the new chakra ones out there. I'm glad you brought it up. It's really cool with all those colors. So again, with the right intention, you can then focus on it and just decide that you're working on chakra, this one, that one, or the other one. I mean, again, have fun with it, or take the bracelet, put it under your pillow. Shungite. Now, be careful of that one, because there's shungite powder on them when you initially get them, because we don't like rinse them underwater. You wouldn't want that from us initially. You can wear them in the water, they're waterproof, but excuse me. Had to clear my throat there. What I'm really getting at here is you can use the bracelets as a tool. They don't belong around your wrist. They're convenient for your wrist, but no, they're something else. I've got one on my shifter in my vehicle, my van, that I'll be doing inspections in and stuff. I got one. I used to have two of them around my rear view mirror in my car, up in that space, because those guys, pick your new car nowadays, there's transmitters in those things, not to mention eyes and all stuff. I'll just stop there, because there's a whole lot of stuff in rear view mirrors nowadays. Put it, and you don't want to go covering it up with a sticker, and or the stuff in the back. So one way, again, shungite bracelet, or put a pendant up there, hang that. So I'm just, again, elaborating on some of the ways that I've and others have additionally used these products, not necessarily their intended use. And there's no, the intended use is to affect energy. So outside of that, be creative. Meaning, if you don't, you go to some, I don't know if they have them anymore, but they used to have internet bars or clubs, or you're at a friend's house, it's not into the shungite thing. Well, you can take your bracelet off, set it on the spare computer you're using for that day, and affect it without putting stickers on it. So again, just one of about a million examples I can give of ways to take advantage of the shungite product you probably already have with you. I don't know if you guys even wanted to. How long have we been doing this, Nancy? Are we too far?
Say again.
How long has the podcast been?
Yeah, we can shut it down. It's actually probably just about an hour or a little more. I mean, 2 hours.
I was gonna say, I've been talking. I don't know. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Well, we anyway. So yeah, and there's things that we haven't even mentioned because we didn't think about them or we haven't had time. But seriously, if you want to make this a very special holiday season with gift giving and going to parties and just getting shungite there, check out the store. You'll learn a lot and you'll have fun. Because why will you have fun? Well, because you're going to be opening up pictures of shungite that are attached to a real product. And as woo-woo as that seems, you're still going to have a very nice exposure to energy that's called shungite. So you want to say bye, guys?
Thanks everybody for listening. Yeah, appreciate it. And we have more interesting shows coming up in the future.
And Derek, do you still have that weekly free scalar healing people put their names on your site?
Yep, and that's still there. So you can go to Mystical Wares and look for the Scalar Energy page and or Scalar Wave Energy and sign up each week for a different remote frequency healing session.
Yeah, people sign up before Friday because that's when it goes on for, I think, most of the day, and it changes every week. Put as many names as you want. Free service, so amazing products. Yeah, I've been in this what since 2019, and I buy stuff every month. Like, yeah, I
Yeah,
never have
those
enough
are.
shungite, and people need them even more nowadays. So more valuable than gold, and that was quoted by you guys years and years ago. Thank you.
Yep, appreciate y'all being here.
Yeah, thanks everybody for being here. We will see you when we see you. We're not doing weekly shows. We're doing every other, just for a lot of reasons. So don't panic. We're not going anywhere. Just fewer shows. Be safe, and we love you all. Have a really good shopping time. Let's put it that way. We're not quite there at, the celebrations. Be safe.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.